Okay, this sugya, as you may have noticed, is somewhat of a complicated sugya. Complicated in a couple of senses, but just even on the pashut level of just trying to go through the Rishonim and figure out how we paskin, which is normally a fairly straightforward process. It's a little more complicated over here because, you mind if I move it up there? Is that right? It's a little more complicated over here because not only do we have a machlokas tanayim, we then have a machlokas amarayim about which circumstances the Tanayim argue about. Then we have a machlokas rishonim about what the halacha will be in the circumstance that the Tanayim don't argue about. And then we also have a machlokas achronim, whether the rishonim who think that they don't argue in one case and do argue in another case flip the cases, or think that they... So it gets, and then we have to, of course, figure out which Tana do we hold like, which Rishon do we hold like, and which understanding of that Rishon do we hold like. So that it's just multi-leveled in terms of that, and that's before we even begin to think about why does anyone say what they say, and are these multiple machlokos related to each other, or are they unrelated to each other? So we have our work cut out for us. Is essentially what I'm trying to say over here. The sugya appears starting with the Mishnah and Daf Mem and Beis, where the Machlokas Tanayim appears, and it's at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Hayil Fadav Minin Harbe, person has a number of different foods. He's not just eating, you know, a piece of meat for lunch. He's eating a smorgasbord of food. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Yesh Benein, Min Shiva, Alavu Mevarech. If amongst those things that are in front of him is one of the Zayin Minim, that's what he says the bracha on. The Chamam Mevarech Aleiz Men Shiyirtzen. The Chamam say, nah, say the bracha on whichever one you want. What do you mean that's what he says the bracha on? I would think he should say a bracha on everything that he eats. What do you mean? He only says the bracha on one thing. Just the wording of the Mishnah, that Alavu Mevarech, makes it sound like we're talking about a case where he's only going to be saying one bracha, where the various items all require the same bracha, he's only therefore going to be saying one bracha. It's just a matter of choosing which item of food he says that bracha on, which is also a little bit of an interesting, you know, just to keep in the back of our mind, remember we had that discussion whether a bracha goes only on the first item of food that you eat and everything else is patur from a bracha? Or maybe if it's all al hashulchan lefanav, your bracha is really going on everything that's on the shulchan. Or maybe your bracha is going on anything that you have das to eat. This Gemara reads best if you assume, like what Tosa seemed to imply, that the bracha only goes on that first item of food, and everything else just doesn't get a bracha. Because then you can understand very well that it really matters which item of food you say the bracha on, because if, let's say, you have a pomegranate and you have an apple, if you say the bracha of ha'etz on the apple, the pomegranate ends up not getting a bracha. And that is disrespectful to the pomegranate. Whereas, if you're going to say that the bracha goes on everything that you're going to eat, as long as I plan, I have das on eating everything, the bracha is going to go on everything that I'm going to eat, well then, what's the big deal? You're saying the bracha on everything. It really matters which one you put into your mouth first. Why should that make a difference, which one you put into your mouth first? I'm saying a bracha on everything. So we're not going to, you know, plug it back into all the three shittos and rishonim that we discussed, but just as a ha'ara, it reads best, it reads easiest, if you say like the shittos ha'tosfos, that the bracha only goes on. You know what I'm talking about, right? You remember a little bit? The right? We had that. Yeah, Rav Shachter Zohar in the Tosfos on. Right? So if you. So if you say like Shitas HaTosfos, that the bracha only goes on that first item of food that you're going to eat, then it reads easiest. But be that as it may, there is this machlokas tanaim, where the Rabbi Yehuda says, min shiva carries the day. And the Chum say, no, al eza mein shiirtza, whichever one you want. Now, what does that mean, whichever one you want? Does it literally mean whichever you want? Meaning there are two ways to understand whichever one you want. Either you could say, whichever one you want, and we'll see the way the Gemara understood it. You could say, whichever one you want means that there are no rules, there's no psak halacha, do what you please. Or Eizem and Shiirtza is a psak halacha. That what do you say the bracha on first? The one that you want Not say whichever bracha you want. No, you have to say, you must say a bracha on Eze Mehen, on the food that you want. And that's the one that gets the bracha, the food that you want, but I want both, the food that you want most. Right? That's the two possible ways to read that line in the Mishnah.
Is that the Ikar Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? Is the Machlokes between Tosfos and the other people that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the first, that the item that you're seeing the bracha on is the only thing that it goes on? Therefore, he said that you need to make it on the most important thing. Rabbanan says it goes on everything, so who cares if you make the bracha? Make it on whatever you want.
That's all if you understand Eze Menshir to mean do whatever you want, that right. There are no rules.
Right.
But we're about to see the Gemara doesn't sound that way at all. Right? Even though that's the wording of the Mishnah, the wording of the Mishnah fits much better, but the Gemara doesn't sound like that's what it means. So let's see the Gemara. So on Mem Alva Meralva, the two dots, Hayulvan Minim Harbe, Amar Ula, Machlokes Bishabir Chosein Shavos. The Machlokes is, the whole case in the Mishnah is you have an apple and a pomegranate. You have two things that have the same bracha. The Rabbi Yehuda Savar Min Shiva Adif, and that's straightforward in the Mishnah, that the pomegranate comes first because it's one of the Zayin Minim. V'Rabbanan Savri, so I would have said, V'Rabbanan Savri, whatever you want. Ezemen Shiirta. No, the way the Gemara paraphrases the sheet of the Rabbanan, V'Rabbanan Savri, Min Chaviv Adif. That there is precedence given to the Min Chaviv, to that which is more beloved to you. Aval b'she'ein birchosei and shavos, but if they have different brachos, divrei akol mevarich alzeh v'chozeh mevarich alzeh, then everyone would agree, you say a bracha on one and then the other. What does that mean? What does that mean? Meaning we're saying, okay, I understand, we're saying that when it's an apple and a pomegranate, so Rabbi Yehuda says, pomegranate, and the Rabbanan say, if you like apples, if you like them apples, then have the apples and say the bracha on the apples and forget about the pomegranate. Forget about the bracha on the pomegranate. Fine. Pishein birchosei and shavos. What's the halacha? I have a pomegranate and I have a cookie. Those are two different brachos. Right? So, what's the halacha? Mevarich on one and then the other. Shkoyach, of course you say a bracha on both of them. Zonos and Hayitz are not the same bracha, right? Cookie and a pomegranate are not the same bracha. What's it telling me? Mevarich on one and then the other. So again, over here also. Is it saying that there... Now over here, it's more open-ended because the Gemara never really resolves it. There are two ways to understand this line. Is it that there are no rules? So whichever one you want, because it just doesn't make an ounce of difference. Or no, there are rules. It's just the rule is going to be different. Instead of saying Shivas Haminim is Adif, you would say that however you would choose to eat it, which means, how do you choose to eat it? What you want first, you eat first, and therefore you say Bracha on that first. But the rule is that you're supposed to pick the one that's Chaviv. So over here, you know, when I asked the question on the Mishnah, in the Lashon of the Chum in the Mishnah, Ezman Shiyirtza. So, you know, posed it as a question, but it was, but the answer was, you know, was forthcoming very shortly because the Gemara says, no, that means Chaviv. That means there's a rule of Chaviv. Over here, the Gemara never really resolves this. Right? The Gemara just says, and if Ein Berchosei and Shavos, Yim Varech Hazev, Chosim Varech Hazev. What does that mean? Does that mean there's no rule whatsoever? Or does that mean, Mevarech Hazev, Chosim Varech Hazev, you say a bracha on the chaviv first, and everyone would agree. Yeah.
Can it be that it just means that it's not going on the zayin minim versus chaviv, but it's going back on like a default of whatever we use to, in order to qualify brachos before, like in terms of biror or.
You're saying there are rules.
Yeah, but it's just not these rules.
But not these rules. So what would the rule be?
So let's say specificity or.
Meaning the hierarchy of brachos.
Yeah.
So min shiva would be out, because ein birchosei and shavos, min shiva is not going to make a difference. And as far as chaviv, that's also out, because it's... So when would chaviv ever apply? Only when it's the same bracha.
Yeah.
Okay, good. There are rules, but it's not these rules. Also a possibility. Yeah.
In terms of chaviv, could you say that, let's say you have two fruits and one of them is, you know, how when you choose what's more chaviv, you might want to have the chaviv
Last. Oh, good. Meaning there are three possibilities over here. There's something that could be objectively defined as chaviv. There's something that could be chaviv because I'm choosing to have it first. And sometimes I choose to have the chaviv last.
So that's what the Rashi was saying
before. I'm dafka saving the best for last. A lot of people do that. You know, they'll have, they want the taste in the mouth the longest of that which they like the best. So they'll have that which they like the least first. Okay, so let's, we'll sort all this out, or some of this out, in a moment. Let's just go a little bit further in the Gemara. The Gemara, you know, then gets into Ikar and Tafel. Okay, skip down a little bit. Pligi bar Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Machlokes Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chad omer machlokes b'shemir chsei and shavos. So one of them holds that the machlokes is only when they have the same bracha, which is a shita we've already seen. That was the shita of Ula, right? That's what we had on the very top. Just a restatement of Ula. So one of them holds exactly like Ula, like we just said. Now here it's tricky. Af b'she'ein b'rchosein shavos nami machlokas. That's our girsa in the Gemara. It may not be everybody's girsa in the Gemara. It's not, whenever someone says it may not be everybody's girsa in the Gemara, obviously they know something. So it's not everybody's girsa in the Gemara. Af b'she'ein b'rchusein shavos nami machlokas. That the machlokas shall be doing the Rabbanan will apply whether it's the same bracha or not the same bracha. Where Rabbi Yehuda is going to say min shiva adiv, and the Chacham are going to say chaviv is adiv. Good. So says the Gemara, well, why would it matter if they have different brachos? What would they be arguing about? So Gemara says, no, what they'd be arguing about is which one to do first. Not which one to do, if it's Birchusei and Shavuos, it's which one to say a bracha on. If it's Ein Birchusei and Shavuos, it's not which one to say a bracha on, it's which one to say a bracha on first. Right? That would be the issue. So what we have to figure out is, do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan? But even before you figure that out, you have to figure out, what is the case that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan argue about? Do the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan argue only when Birchusei and Shavuos? Or do they argue even when ain't Birchosei and Shavos? If they argue only when Birchosei and Shavos, what do they both agree, what do they hold in agreement with each other in the case of ain't Birchosei and Shavos? Meaning, when you say that they argue Birchosei and Shavos, you're saying they agree when ain't Birchosei and Shavos. Yeah, agree to what? What do they hold when ain't Birchosei and Shavos? So, once you figure that out, then you can say, okay, now do I pass on the Rabbi or the Rabbanan? Yeah.
Could you use the Gemara's both sides and understand when they're Birchusei and Shavos, when they're not Birchusei and Shavos? Now, like, if the Gemara brings down the opinion when Birchusei and Shavos, and we hold that way, when Birchusei and Shavos, the Gemara brings down their opinion when A Birchusei and Shavos, so when A Birchusei and Shavos, we hold that way, whichever we hold, like, the Gemara or the Rabbana.
What you're saying, the Gemara gave an indication?
Both sides of when it's Birchusei and Shavos and A Birchusei and Shavos. So the Paschim, can't we just say, can we hold like whichever Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan, whichever we hold like, by behold it by both this side of the Gemara that talks about Birchusei and Shavos and this side of the Gemara.
Well, if you hold that they're arguing in both cases, you would want to be consistent and say possibly at the same Tana in both cases.
Yes, so can we hold like that Tana in both Birchusei and Shavos and in Birchusei and Shavos?
If you hold like the Amora that says that the Tanaim are arguing in both cases, so then certainly you'd want to be consistent and hold like the same Tana in both cases. But if you hold that they don't argue in both cases, so then you have to figure out what does it mean that they don't argue? They agree that what? You know, the kulam bligi that you say a brach on this and a brach on that. Yeah, but which? How? Right? What are they agreeing about? And that you'd obviously paskin. And then you have to figure out how to paskin the machlokes should be done the rabbanon when it's birchusei and shavos. So it's a lot to sort out in halacha. But even before we sort anything out in halacha, you have to figure out definition of terms over here. What do I mean definition of terms? We said chaviv adiv. So the Rush in Simon Chavhei has a lot to say. It's not a short simon, and you have to like spend some time in that Rush also. The Rush in Simon Chavhei writes that Rabbanan Savri Chaviv Adif, when the Rabbanan say Chaviv Adif, what does that mean? Perush is right at the beginning of the Rush, on like the second line. Im Echad Mehaminim Chaviv Tadir Alav, Afilu Rotse Ata Lechol Min Acher Tchila, Mevarichal Chaviv Yochel Menuk Tzas, whatever. Well, how does he define chaviv?
Whatever you usually want.
What you usually like best. Even if right now, it's interesting, right now you want to eat the other one first. Why would you want to eat the other one first if it's not what you like best? Ah, because maybe you dafka are trying to save best for last, or maybe you're just in the mood for it. Sometimes, you know, there's something you prefer, fish sushi to vegetable sushi, but you're more in the mood right now for vegetable sushi, so you'll take the vegetable piece first. Or sometimes, I'm going to save the fish ones for later, because those are the ones I really like. So the Rush says, chaviv is defined by what you generally like. Look at the Rambam.
You generally want more, whatever you want first.
What you generally like best.
Not necessarily first.
Though. Not necessarily first. What you generally like best. That's what I would think. That's what I would think. If you look at the Rambam, and again, there's going to be a lot to sort out in the Rambam over here also, but I just want to get this one quick point from the Rambam, where the Rambam writes, the main Birchoseim Shavos, right, if they don't have the same bracha, this is toward the end of the first line, if they don't have the same bracha, Mevarech al kalechem and bracha haru'u yolo, ve'ezem ehem sheyirtz lahaktim maktim. So he's talking about a case where they have different brachos, and he seems to be assuming that chaviv is adif. Possibly. If chaviv is adif, how's he defining chaviv? What does he say? Whatever you want to eat first now is what you eat first. And that's what the Kaz Mishnah points out, that the Rambam's fundamentally disagreeing with the Rush in terms of how to define chaviv. The Rambam says, the Rush says chaviv is objective about the food. This food, this cheftza, is more chaviv than a cheftza of a different food. Why? Because it's the food that I enjoy more. Whereas Rambam says, no, it's in whatever you're going to prioritize now. So it's a din in you, it's not a din in the food at all. It's just whatever you choose to prioritize at this moment. Eze mehem, what is his lashon? Eze mehem sheyirtza lahaktim. Which would mean that chaviv doesn't even mean, it doesn't even mean you're going to enjoy it more now. It might mean, I forgot who said it before, whether it was Ari Moshe, but it might mean that, not that you're going to enjoy it more now, but that you just want to eat it now because you want the better food for later. It's just that the definition of chaviv doesn't have to be something that you like more at all. It could just be something that you're interested in eating right now. So that's the Shitas HaRambam. The Gra just points out that the Lashon of Min Chaviv Adif, you know, that's how the Gemara phrases the Rabbanan, right? That the Rabbanan Savri Min Chaviv Adif. So the Gra is a sharp Ha'ara. What does that sound more like, the Rosh or the Rambam? How do we define the Rush? The Rush says whatever you generally like more, meaning it's a din in the chafza, it's a din in the food. The Rambam says whatever you're going to eat first now, which means it's a din in you. So min chaviv adif, it sounds like the Rush. Meaning the Rush would fit l'chora much better with the lashon of the Gemara.
Not really, though, because it's still you that enjoys it better. It's just that this.
In Ochinami, that's the whole definition of chaviv. Right. It has to have something about the person. But based on this person, that food is the better food.
Based on that person, though.
Right, but it's more chefza based than, you know, whatever I'm in the mood for now.
It's definitely more chefza based, but it's not chefza.
But it's some combination, right. In Ochinami. But min chaviv, obviously. Chaviv is the kavra, and min is the chafta. Yeah.
Just from a tzara point of view, wouldn't it make more sense to like Rama that it's if we care about what's chaviv, about what you want, then why does it really matter what you want other times?
Oh, good. So we'll get to this. We'll get to this.
Is it lashon the mishnah not does that not matter
to each way? Ezim and sheyirtza.
Yeah. That's what the Rama.
You know, from ezim, right? The Rama sounds better with the lashon of the mishnah, but once the Gemara defined. You know, Ezim and Shir, it's hard to go back to a Mishnah and say, you know, ignore the Lashon of the Gemara. So that's the Ha'ara. Let's go within Shitas Ula. Right, we said, according to Ula, the Machlokas is only when Birchusein Shavos. Good, so what's the Halacha when Birchusein Shavos? So comes along the Rush and he says, k'shetzarich levarich al kol echad ve'echad, if anyway you have to say a bracha on each of them, lo shaychi zeh l'zeklal. There's no connection between them. Meaning these two foods are each going to get their own bracha anyway. Kivin shetzarich levarich al sheni achar achilus rishon, hilkach al ezeh mehen sheyirtzeh yevarich t'chila. What is the Rosh saying? No rules, or that everyone agrees what the rule is? So the Rosh, look at the Lashon, Alezim and Sheyirtza. He goes back to the Lashon of the Mishnah. He doesn't say Al Min Chaviv Yivarech Tchila. Alezim and Sheyirtza, right? Which sounds like no rules. Meaning, and he makes a point of saying, these two foods are not connected to each other. Mashal Ma Dover Doma. You wake up one morning in camp, and you're wondering what's going to be for, you know, does it pay to go to Woodridge tonight and get some sushi, or is there going to be a good dinner in camp or whatever? So you want to find out exactly what the meal plan is for today. So the Yisar Cheshbon, well, breakfast is going to be pancakes, and lunch is going to be a salad bar to make up for the pancakes, and the dinner is going to be some sort of meat stew or whatever. So I have to Cheshbon now, wait, what should I eat first? Should I eat dinner first, lunch first, or breakfast first? That's ridiculous. What you're eating now, you're eating now. Well, you eat later, you'll eat later, and each one will get its own bracha, and they're not gonna, they have no connection to each other. So on a much smaller scale, even when I'm eating things in proximity to each other, but they're not the same bracha, so what does one bracha have to do with the other? They have no shaychus to each other. So this is what my breakfast, and 2 minutes later is my late breakfast. You know, these are that's the way I choose to eat it, and I'm allowed to do that. Whatever you want, no shaychus.
Isn't it very different? Because the Mishnah says that it's hayu lefana, and all this is talking about when it's in front of you.
Granted, meaning there may be a din, although the Rosh seems to be denying it, of passing over something, giving up an opportunity that's right there for a better bracha and choosing a worse bracha. But the Rosh seems to be saying, no, there's no such din. The din is that, according to Ula, the din is that if you're going to say a bracha on only one thing, choose wisely. But if you can say a bracha on separate things, it doesn't make a difference. Because then it's just like different meals anyway. However, Tosfos seems to assume, Tosfos memal v'meral of tibra maschil aval, says Tosfos, aval b'she'en b'rchusein shavos, pirish rashi, kigon tznon v'zayis, you have a radish and an olive, v'shuv ein kan machlokes, there's no machlokes, so what? No machlokes, and therefore what? Kivan she'en echad poter's chavero, because neither one is going to pater the other one's bracha, da filu Rabbi Yehuda mode de'ein adifus b'shivas haminim. Ooh, right away the lashon is very different. If you're the Rosh, how do you finish that sentence? There's no machlokes, do whatever you want. Ezem et shiritza. How does Tosfos finish the sentence? Right. I feel Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Agrees to what? Agrees to who? To the Rabbanan. And what did the Rabbanan hold? That chaviv is adif. Meaning that if you hold the machlokas is only b'shevir chasein shavos, the way Tosfos understands is that when it's ain bir chasein shavos, for sure chaviv is adif. You're going to follow chaviv.
It's basically the same as the Rosh,
no? No.
Why?
Because the Rosh is saying there are no rules. He's saying that Chaviv has to come first.
Okay, but that depends on how you define Chaviv.
Ah, good. It depends how you define Chaviv. If you define Chaviv like the Rosh defines Chaviv, there should be a rule. If you define Chaviv the way the Rambam defines Chaviv, so then okay, you could say that it's the same thing. Right. But the Rosh defines Chaviv the way the Rosh defines Chaviv.
Are you able to say Osekun is a Pater and Mitzvah here? You're doing the Mitzvah, saying one bracha, and then after that, if you're going to say another one, then you'll do it.
I don't see how it's Pater. Osekun is a Pater and Mitzvah. I'm doing one Mitzvah, then another opportunity arrives at the same time. I don't have to do
say the other bracha. It's not bracha saying Shabbos.
That other Mitzvah is not coming at the same time. Meaning,
so then it doesn't matter which one you go first.
No. Ozing Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah is not about choosing. That's Tadiv Hashem, Tadiv Mekudosh Hashem Mekudosh, and it may relate to Mekudosh Hashem Mekudosh, which bracha is more kadosh or whatever. But it's not choosing is Ozing Mitzvah is I have already chosen. So I'm doing one, now another missed opportunity comes and I have to do the other.
It should be like very like technical. It sounds like he's saying is that she hears it to chila. I mean, whichever one he wants more, that like at that time kind of is like more chavik to him. I mean, it sounds like he's like the, kind of like the Ram, but like the one that he like really.
It's ironic, right? Meaning,
wants, which is then more chavik to him because he wants it like then. Not like which one in general is more chavik. If it's like just chavik. Like
so he's saying that they all, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Rabbanan means we pass him chaviv, but chaviv doesn't mean a psak. Chaviv just means do whatever you want anyway, right? Okay, that could very well be. That Tosfos is saying that chaviv just means do whatever you want. The Rosh is saying do whatever you want, but not because that's what chaviv means. Do whatever you want because there is no rule of chaviv. Chaviv is but the Tosfos might be saying do whatever you want because that's what chaviv means to do whatever you want. Could be. The Rav Sacks quotes from Nissen Kaplan again because I don't have a Nissen Kaplan sefer, but he quotes like a full page, again, two pages, from Nissen Kaplan sefer as follows. I'm going to shorten it a little bit. What he suggests is he starts with the question that if you have to make a bracha on each min bifnei atzmo. And there's, according to the Rush, okay, so all bets are off. There's no din kadima, right? According to Ula, the Rush's understanding of Ula, you have to make a bracha on each min bifnei atzmo, no din kadima, all bets are off. And I understand that. But according to Rashi and Tosos, why would the rules change? I mean, the way Tosos is understanding it, there's rules no matter what. When they have the same bracha, the rule is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shivas Minim Adiv. When they have different brachos, the rule is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chaviv Adiv. Why would the rule change? It's one thing to tell me there are no rules and there are different brachos because they're not shaykh to each other at all. It's like breakfast and lunch. Okay, I get that. So you don't need a rule because it's breakfast and lunch. They have no connection to each other. But if you hold that they are connected to each other and that there is some sort of decision that has to be made, why would the decision change based on whether it's the same bracha or different brachos? What? Yeah, but so go with Shivas Aminim. Why would all of a sudden you not go with Shivas Aminim just because you have different brachos? You have a pomegranate and sushi, right?
If you hold what Yaakov was saying, that even for Tosos, in saying Chaviv, that means effectively is that there are no rules.
Right. If you learn that there are no rules when it comes to chaviv, then. But 1 second, you hold that chaviv is no. Still, it's a question, because even if it means practically that there are no rules, but it's because you're holding chaviv adiv. Right. But why would you change to hold chaviv adiv? It's one thing to say it's not baba cheshbon. We don't even open up the shaila. We're saying we open the shayla and we paskin chaviv adiv, because these are things that are shaykh to each other. So let's see if I could summarize it. But I think what Rav Nissen Kaplan is saying, if I'm understanding correctly, is that there are tzvei dinim over here. There are two dinim in kedima and brachos. There's what we'll call a din kedima, and there's another. And he has, it's pretty explicit in Rishonim this way. The Meiri has a lashon she'ein ha'garua poter es ha'chashuv. It's disrespectful to the more chashuv thing to have the garua pater the chashuv, to have that which is worse pater that which is better. It's disrespectful. Now that's svara, a garua poter es ha'chashuv. Only makes sense when one is going to pater the other. When you have two foods and my bracha on A is going to pater B. But when there are two different brachas and each one's going to get their own bracha, you don't have the svara garua versus chashuv, right? All you have is just dina kedima, which bracha should I say first? So it could very well be that when you're dealing with saying one bracha and it's just a matter of which one you're going to say the bracha on, what's the more compelling svara is ena garua poter es chashuv. That it's not right to have a garua, to have that which is worse, pater, that which is better. The Lashon of the Rashba he quotes is that, let's say you have, he says, the Rashba says, Mahayil fun of Esrog Vizayas. You have an Esrog and an olive, the worst meal ever. And you made a bracha on the Esrog. So the Rashba says, Lo Pater as Hazayas. It doesn't work for the olive. It's a Haetz. It doesn't work for the olive. Why? De'enu badin sheyiftar mi she'enu chashuv es ha'chashuv. Derech gerara. It's not right that an olive should have to be dragged along into the bracha on an esrog. Meaning that din might be so overpowering that even the evidence doesn't work. If your kavanah is to make it work, then the Rashi says it will work, but that din might be so overpowering that even the evidence doesn't work. So when you're working within that svar, granted, as far as dinei kedima are concerned, maybe everyone agrees. As far as dinei kedima are concerned, which one should I eat first in general? You know, which bracha should I say? Whatever's chaviv. That's the one that you do first. But when you're only going to say one bracha, we ignore dinei kedima because there's this overpowering din of ena garua gorer es hachashiv. So essentially, when the two things have the same bracha, I have this overwhelming din of Eina Grua Gorer Es HaChashuv, so I have to make a bracha on the Zayin Minah. Because that's, by definition, the Chashuv. That has to be the Chashuv. But, when I'm going to say two different brachas anyway, nothing's being Gorer anything. Each one is getting its own bracha. Nothing's pottering anything else. The only din I'm left with is the Din Kedima, and Din Kedima is defined by Chaviv. That's what he tries to suggest. Should I say that again? Say it one more time. Essentially, there are two dinim over here. There's the din of kedima, which is whatever you like best should come first. By rights, should come first. That's the way you show it's that's the way you show your excitement for the bracha. Whatever you like best should come first. But then there's another din that when a pri is objectively chashuv, it's not right to let it just be schlepped along with another pri's bracha. When a pri is objectively a chashuv a pri, give it its own bracha. Don't let it just be schlepped along that you made a bracha on an apple and now your Rimon and your Tamar and you are all going to be schlepped along with it. Not right for the Rimon. The Rimon is one of the important fruits. So when you're dealing with Birchose and Shavos, you're only going to say one bracha. So it's not right for the Rimon to take a back seat and be schlepped along together with the apple. You're only going to say one bracha. But when Ein Birchose and Shavos, nothing's being dragged along with anything. Everything's getting its own bracha. Each one is getting its own bracha. I'm not dragging the Rimon along with the apple. No matter when I say the bracha on the Rimon, it could be before the apple, after that, it doesn't make a difference. It wouldn't be an apple if it's Ein Birchose and Shavos. The Rimon and the cookie the Rimon's not being dragged along with the cookie. They're each getting their own bracha. It shouldn't make a difference. So in that case, I'll follow normal laws of kedima. Kedima means chaviv adif. The laws of kedima demand that you the min chaviv comes first. So there are tzvei dinim over here. There's kedima, which is kedima always means I'm going to do both. Which one do I do first? I'm going to do both. Which one do I do first? That's only going to be shayich in a case where I'm going to do both. But if I'm going to do one, it's an entirely separate din. It's not a din in kedima. It's a din in, it's disrespectful to the pri.
This is the Rav Shechter's svara, the whole thing about how if you don't make it on the pomegranate, but if you make it on something else, like it's not fair.
It fits very nicely, yeah. Right? That's why it's disrespectful to the pri, because the bracha is only on the fruit that you're eating first.
Why is it not disrespectful to turn the back seat and say you go second?
What?
Why is it not disrespectful to turn the back seat and put it second?
Right, but that's apparently what we're saying. That because the lashon they use is to be gorer acharav. Gorer acharav means that it doesn't even deserve its own bracha. That it's just being schlepped along.
Yeah,
What?
Say we're not saying that you're plunder from the second, we're saying that it's carried out. It's like that hook here, no? So we're holding the side that says that it's not plunder.
No, I think either way, I think it works even better the other way, but you know, whether it's that it's putter and doesn't get a bracha, or that either way, practically it's not getting a bracha.
Right.
So that's the lishonos the rishonim use. So that's a separate din that's only shayich when birchasei and shavos. But when in birchasei and shavos, you don't have the problem of gor rachrav. So now you have a din of preferring the chaviv.
Why would you say that the din of the gerua going with the amet of Chashev going with the Gerua, why does that then override the din of Chaviv?
That's the Machlokas Tanai.
Oh.
Meaning the Rabbi Yehuda would say that's the stronger din, and the Rabbanon would say no, it's not. Chaviv is a stronger din. But even Rabbi Yehuda would be moda that when there's no room for his din, there's no, right, then obviously you're going to go to the Rabbanon that the Chaviv is going to be the stronger din. But that's how the Machlokas Tanai would play out. Let's try to figure out what the Rambam holds. Did anyone get a chance to look at this Rambam? It's a long Gemara. So let's take a look at the Rambam, source number 3. You tell me what the Rambam holds. Hayu l'fan of minin harbe. You have a lot of different foods. Okay, simple enough. Im hayu birchosei and shavos, mevarech ha'alachas me'am poter es hashar. Very nondescript. You have a lot of foods that have the same bracha. Guess what? You're only going to need to say one bracha. You have 10 kinds of cookies. You're only going to need to say one mezonos. Shkai. V'im ein birchoseim shavos, if they don't have the same bracha, mevarich al kol achas mein bracha. Really, love. Everyone's going to need its own bracha. Any chidushim so far?
No.
Everything's just... why are there no chidushim? Because he didn't tell me which comes first. He just told me, you know, when they have the same bracha, it's only going to be one bracha. When they have different brachas, it's going to be different brachas. Great. Now, ve'eze mehem sheyirtza lahaktim Maktiv. And whichever one you want to come first should come first. What's that going on?
That's when it's not percentual.
Is that that's what I'm asking? Right? How do you understand that, Rambam? Rambam just said two things. There's Birchosei and Shavos, where you're only going to get one bracha. And there's Ein Birchosei and Shavos, where everything's going to get their own bracha. And then he says, and how do you prioritize? What you want first comes first.
It's the second part only.
Second part only. Right? You could understand that it's going on both. Right? There are two ways to understand this Rav. Either he's saying that I don't care if it's Birchosei and Shavos or ain't Birchosei and Shavos. Chaviv is Adif. Why would he say that? Why would he say that? Well, it could be Paskins like the Rabbanan that Chaviv is Adif in any case. Right? That everybody agrees that Chaviv is Adif.
Also, by the fact that he just seemingly makes two statements in the beginning that we said aren't really necessarily a Kiddush, maybe they are, like me saying, like, doesn't like really matter so much. Like, if you have whatever, you just make a bracha on, like, one of the 10 cookies. It's not like the end of the world if you do this one. The same thing with the other one. If and the Inamur Shavuot Sivarech HaKalachas and Bracha Ruyala. If not, then whatever, you just take each one. Like, you know, like, you can't read it like that in terms of it doesn't really matter which one comes first. You can't agree
to
have the opposite by the fact that he just says.
What do you mean that it doesn't matter? That it matters.
Whichever
that
one you feel like.
What?
Whichever one you feel like. Meaning in terms of like. Whichever one you
mean
feel
you're saying he's not saying chaviv.
He's not saying like.
He's saying that forget chaviv.
Yeah.
There's no dinim whatsoever.
Yeah, would that be crazy?
But why is that crazy? Because who's he paskening like? You need to point to a shita that he's paskening like. So is there anyone that says that just do whatever you want, that there are no rules?
No, so.
Yeah, I would think that similar to what Mary said, but like opposite that, the first two statements are just like no chidushin. Like you know this, like that if it's shava, then if it's one, then one bracha. If it's two, then they each get two brachos. And then he says on both of them though that whichever one you want.
Right. Right? Okay, that's one very good way of reading it. Look at the Rambam further then. V'yemeina rotza b'zei yosem yizeh. What if they're equal? You don't have a favorite. Im yesh b'neim echad mishiv esaminim alavum varech tchila. Whoa, have we seen that yet? You know, we keep on arguing, is shiv esaminim adif or is chaviv adif? And we even said that in a case where it doesn't make sense to be makdim shiv esaminim, so be makdim the chaviv. Right? The way Tosfos understood that, that Rabbi Yehuda will be moded to the Rabbanan. We haven't yet seen that the Rabbanan are moded to Rabbi Yehuda. That in a case where there is no chaviv, then the Rabbanan are moded to Rabbi Yehuda, you go with Shivas Aminim. But the Rambam seems to be, not seems to be, the Rambam says that. Right? He's saying that, that Shivas Aminim comes first when there is no one that, and that also, by the way, shows that in Ezer Shiirtz, it doesn't just mean whatever you want, it means if one of them, you dafka want one before the other. When you don't, when you don't want one more than the other, Shivas Aminim comes first. How does Shivas Aminim, what if it's multiple Shivas, called call them pasuk, called them bracha, fine.
Is that for one bracha or multiple?
That's, I guess, the whole question. Is he only going on Ein Birchus Ein Shabbos? Is he going on? So yeah, Lechora, the Hemshech is the same. So says the Kesef of Mishnah, and he passes this way in Shulchan Aruch, that if one of them is more chaviv, it doesn't matter whether it's Birchus Ein Shabbos, Ein Birchus Ein Shabbos. Rambam is passing chaviv, automatic. Meaning, the way Kes Mishnah says the Rambam is that that line of Chaviv, of Ezer Men Shiirtz, is going on both cases of Birchus Ein Shavuos and Ein Birchus Ein Shavuos. Comes along the Gra. Did I give you the Gra? I must have, because it's really important.
Yeah,
okay, good. Comes along the Gra. Ansif Bezin Sivkat and Vavin says the Gra. You know, that's how Habes Yosef. Yeah, the way the Shulchan Aruch says it is the way Beis Yosef, Kesef Mishnah, all the same guy. That's how he understands the Rambam. But I'll tell you what real pshat in the Rambam is. You know, the Sover, he holds Shepligi B'Travayu, Bein Berch Seshem Shavos, Bein Berch Seshem Shavos, V'Alacha K'Rabbanan, and we just passed in straight Rabbanan, that Chav Zadiv Aval Nire, Sheshitas HaRambam Digoras. There was a different Girsa in the Gemara. And the Girsa in the Gemara, remember when we said, either they argue only in the case of Birchus Ein Shavuos, or they argue in both cases. Ah! Be'im Birchus Ein Shavuos. No, the Rambam had a Girsa. Either they argue only in the case of Birchus Ein Shavuos, or they argue only in the case of Ein Birchus Ein Shavuos. Meaning that only when they have different brachos would Rabbi Yehuda say min shiva adif and Rabbanan say chaviv adif. But if they have the same bracha, then there's not going to be any machlokas. What do you mean? So what? So what do you do? When they have the same bracha, there's not going to be any machlokas, and everybody agrees that? Doesn't matter, whichever you want. Because the bracha is going on everything. So your most chashuv bracha is going on your most chashuv food no matter what. Because you only have one bracha to say, and it's going on all the food that you can eat. See, if you have two different brachas, and I have to decide, is my bracha going to go on the rimon, or is my bracha going to go on the sushi? So to say the bracha on the sushi first, that's a slap in the face to the rimon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to the Rabbanan, if I like sushi better, it's a slap in the face to the sushi to make a bracha on the rimon first. But when it's a rimon and an apple, I say the words Baruch Priya Eitz, it's going on both a rimon and an apple. So everyone would agree that I'm perfectly fine. Says the Gra. Kedima doesn't mean anything. So how do you explain the Pesach of the Rambam now? That's the Rambam's Girsa in the Gemara. That you have a machlokas when ain't Birchus Ein Shavuos. When it's Birchus Ein Shavuos, it mamish doesn't make a difference. Do whatever you want. Now let's read the Rambam. Go back to the Rambam. Now, what's the rule going to be when it's Birchus Ein Shavuos? Doesn't matter, right? Whatever you want to do. Good? So, Mevarech Alach Zvei Poter Es Hashar. That's the Rambam's psak as far as Kedima also. Whichever one. Be mevarich halachas, ma'am. I don't care which one, because it poter es hashar anyway. Anyway, that bracha is going to work on all of them. But ve'im ein birchus ein shavas line to the Rambam. Mevarich al kalachas, ma'am, bracha ru'uyelo. You say the right bracha for each one, and now you have to start talking about kedima. And how do you deal with kedima? Ve'eze mehem sheyirtza lahaktim maktim. Now you have to go with that which is chaviv. And if neither is chaviv, so then you go with zayin minim. But that's all when ein birchus ein shavas. The whole line is going on ein birchus ein shavas. You can say one bracha anyway, it's going to go on everything. Good. L'chora, one could... I'm already out of time. Maybe I'll at least just put some questions out there on this Rambam. You saw the story on Ahmed Beis? Think about a story, right? So what happened? Rav Chisra and Nuna were sitting at the Suda. They brought tamarim v'rimonim, dates and pomegranates. What are those? What do they have in common? The both shivasimin, right? So shakla Rav Nuna baruch hatamri bereisha. Amar Rav Chisra lo svir leimar lahadam Rav Yosef itam Rav Yitzchak kol muktam apasuk zeh kodem lebracha. Don't you hold kol muktam apasuk is kodem lebracha? How could you say a bracha one before the other? According to the Rambam. When do you come on to that rule of Kol HaMuktam Pasuk? According to the Gra, when it's Ein Baruch Shem Shavas, but even according to the Kesem Mishnah. When do you come on to that rule? Only if there's no Chaviv. Right? Because the Halach is always going to be Chaviv. What kind of question? What are you doing? You're saying the wrong one. This one comes earlier in the Pasuk, that one comes later in the Pasuk. Why don't you just turn around and say, I like this better. I'm in the mood to eat this first. Chavivadiv. So the simple answer, and the Gra points out, is that that line in the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam Paskins like the Rabbana. That's a simple answer, right? That line is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam Paskins like the Rabbana. The Gra also just points out, who says that it's Birchus Ein Shavas in that case? What? It's tomorrow about Anavim. Who's it? Yeah, what do you make with Anavim? Wine. So it's tomorrow about Anavim means dates and wine. So it's Ein Birchus Ein Shavas.
Why don't the Gemara just say Yain?
Okay. I think he changes the gears then. as the Gemara want to do. Now, just according... What? A lunch is now already? Oh, I didn't realize. Okay. All right. So, something. All right. You got to figure out how the Gra fits with that Gemara. And, okay. The Gra's understanding of the Rambam fits with that Gemara.